Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Ooh,
Malaysia, tell my name. It's me, Lord, what's my name?
Yeah, I want to say nothing.
I shall rely on you, Lord. I shall rely on Muhammad and Rasulullah. We open bear witness and we testify that no God but one God, proper name, is Allah. Allah meaning the creator of this creation, meaning the one who lived and he never died. He never was a baby, never had a baby. He's not. He's the creator of all life. But, and nothing in this world can describe the creator of all life. So we say he's all in all. And he's only one creator. And he is planning on search to test all of us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that he has kept out of the sight of the human being. Do he stop being a part of this world? So we're here tonight at Brock Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. We're here tonight with the help of Allah to speak on the message of concern. Wali Ali has got some singing about the images. Take a look at them. You know, look what they're doing to us. Look what they're doing to the world. And so we are here to discuss that so we can get rid of the bring about solution to all our problems as human beings. And they said today they found the new Bible, and in the new Bible, there's nothing in there about Jesus died for anybody's sins. So these people are planning on reversing what they've been teaching, but they're going to teach them a new song, and that song they're going to say, we worship one God, and so that one God is Jesus. So they come with their trickology. So we're here because the creator is the creator of all of us, created all of us to test us. And one of the tests is to worship God correctly. And that is what's not going on in the world. People still do not want to worship God correctly. So what we do, we have this Brock Talk radio station, and we try to address the real issue of racism and how it started and how we're going to get rid of it. And we believe that we are on the right track. The Creator lives and he don't die. So he's not a human being. Every human being come here to die to go back to the Creator. So every human being has a limited life, a limited free will, and that will should be in accord with the creator of this life, who gave us this life. Then he gave us books and we call Bible, Quran, Torah, that we call guidance to help us guide and live the life in the way that Allah, the creator, wants to live the life. So we like to get started out with a prayer. And this prayer we call our fight to our prayer. We will say it in the beautiful Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bitchmila Wakman, Wakim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Aydameen, Wakman, Wakim. Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim, waladdallin. Amen. We seek protection from Satan, the rejecting enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, Allah. Most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship in thy agency. We ask in Allah always to continue showing us the straight way, and that is the way of those whose portion is not left and who go down astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you in the greatest of the best of all the greetings in the world. The best greeting that given to us by the Creator himself. And that greeting is what we greet each other in peace. And we say it in the Arabic language. We say, As-salamu alaykum. And that simply means, may God, peace be unto you. So we're here again tonight trying to correct the age-old problem of racism and where it's rooted and where it's coming from. So we got to go to the root to get this evil up, it's growing. But a root, once you get it up, you must make sure that you are on the right root. And once you kill that root, you have to observe it and check it out and see if that root dies or that root is naturally leaving. That's what you have to do, because we had a tree, they had a big root on it, and we call ourselves killing the root from the ground, but the root had got, took hold and living off the root that was above the ground. So we had to go and kill that root again and move it out the way, and then those vines start dying then, because we killed the root in the right place to kill it. So we are here tonight because Almighty God has created us. And African American created us, made us from Adam, but one of the brothers from Adam thought that he was better than the other brother, and he seeked to use that brother, kill that brother. I'm talking about us. Using language, music, using even culture to kill us, a culture of death. So we're in the night with the help of Allah to uproot these lies, to remove these lies out of the world so we all can live in peace with each other. Are we asking the Creator of this creation to help us do that? Help us destroy the lie. Help us destroy the lie they have on Jesus. That he was born and he come here to die for people who met sin so they won't go to hell, because Jesus, as one who has died for the ungodly people's sin. And that might sound like it's something great, that Jesus died for his sin. And when we examine that lie, it's not much real lie. Jesus never died for anybody's sin. When people miss sin, or they take somebody's life or steal something from somebody, and they find out about it, you don't never hardly even say, well, let the man go, because Christ Jesus has died for sins he just committed. You never hear nobody say that. Never hear no jurors or none of those people making no indication at all. Let that person know. So all them lies that have been given to the human family. America is a good country, but only for it to be the best of the country, the lie got to go away. The lie got to be put into. And one of the lies they told on Jesus, that he died, but he came back. They said he nailed him to the cross. Jesus said he didn't want to drink from that bitter cup. And Jesus told them, aim for one good, and that's the one who sent you. That's the only one good. And if we said that, and he said one's going to come behind him. He's going to say one's going to come behind him and lead us in all truth. Now, if he said that, that means somebody coming behind him going to bring revelation. Because all the prophets brought revelation to help the people in the time and the situation they were living in. And in Jesus' time, after he said he had to go away in order for the spirit of truth come to lead us in all truth. And so that Jesus took himself out of the picture. He said, it's Peter I go away, for as I not go away, the comforter cannot come upon you. And when you look at what we call the comforter, a person who will come after the prophets, like Prophet Muhammad, we call that person someone who been blessed by God, and he come to wake up the masses. You know, you might call that person a magnetic, a seer, but that person can never be God. He what God used to call the people back to the oneness of God. So we here tonight sharing that with you, and we hope that what we are saying be some benefit. And we hope that what we say will cause you to ask much more questions, many, many questions. So all praise is due to Allah. And so we are here tonight saying anybody who is in the queue would like to stand up and say something, all they got to do is match one and come into the queue. The queue, you hear, once you match one, you hear that nice lady say, you're not in the queue. And once you say that, we will see that you was in the queue. And we will cut your mic off. So all praise is due to Allah. Allah is the grace. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. We have to learn that. We have been away from that. There's nothing like Allah, nothing like the Creator of this creation. God, one and alone, he ruled this world by himself. Allah says in his book called Al-Quran, the final revelation, Al-Sadai, the preparation. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Amin. This is the revelation of this book in which there is no doubt from thy Lord. Or do they say, he hath forced it? Nay, it is true. From thy Lord, thou shalt make it admonish a people to whom a warning has come before them in order that they might make or receive guidance. Surely Allah speaks the truth. This ayah, these two syllables are telling us, if you want to seek guidance, you have to seek the truth from Allah, the one who created you, the one who gave you life, the one who calls you to come from your mother's womb into the world with the help of father, a father, a male, a human being, helping to bring about this life that we call the life of a Muslim, the life of a believer, the life of a Khalifa, a life of a true human being who trying to stay on top of his life. Why him or her is living in this world. For Satan promised us that he was going to try to defeat the God-conscious man, that he was going to come from the left, behind, from the right, from the front, and from the back. So Satan have keeping up his word, because still there's a whole lot of people that are dying because of what Satan have told them. Satan had promised that he was going to do, and Satan don't want to let go of his promise. He want to carry out his promise. So when he is fronted, he's going to say, I called you, you came. I didn't make you do nothing. And that's true. He didn't make us do nothing. But he suggested, he made like he was our friend. He made like he could help us. He was a deceitful person. And because of his deceitful, he was able to trick us, what they call it, out of the garden, out of the good life that God, the Creator, wants to have. They trick us out of there. But Allah said, when will the help come? Allah said, the help is always near, a prayer away, a one prayer away, man, oh man. A long way, thinking about the blessing of being a Muslim, being in America, with the opportunity to help change the whole world. Because if we change here in America, then the whole world gonna change. The Muslim world, the Christian world, the atheist world, even the world of Buddhists. They gonna change. They gonna start eating meat. The Catholic people gonna start getting married and having children like real people do. Because right now they're big phony. They go against their nature. They don't wanna get married. They married to a church. That might sound like it's going somewhere, but that ain't going nowhere. That really don't have no of root of no foundation. That does not have a foundation. I want two men to be married. Or two women. There's no foundation in here. Anybody would like to say anything? At this time, all they got to do is match one and come into the queue. And we will put your mic on. Anybody would like to say anything? I want to the viewer of this show, make a comment, make a statement. Bring criticism. We want to add to the beauty of this show. And you are very welcome to join us. So let me read a little more from this great book called Al-Quran. There's no other book in the world to compete with this book. This book has a saying, if all the trees were pencil and all the rivers with ink, and then you added two more to the lake and the river, you will never be able to doubt this book. That's saying something.
That was fun.
That's saying something heavy. This book backs up what it says. And they ask, This book asks the people to come up with ayah or some surah. And they said, the book said, you can't. And we know you can't. That's a tough saying of this book. And this book backs up itself. It backs itself up. So all praise are due to Allah. So anybody who wants to say anything, smash one and come into the queue. And we'll let you share in this beautiful conversation of oneness of God. And that Prophet Muhammad is the seer of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. Allah says in the same ayah 4 and 32, as a not proration. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is Allah who have created the heaven and the earth, all between them, in 6 days established. On the throne of authority, yet he have none beside him to protect or interfere for you. Will he not then receive admonition? He rules all affairs from the heaven and the earth. And the end will all afraid go up. All the affairs go up to him on the day the space whereof will be as 1,000 years of your recompense. Surely he, Allah, knows all things hidden and open, except his power and his mercy. So surely Allah has spoken the truth. He knows, sees everything. He has the power. And you have the power because God has given it to you. He'll give it to you. Trust you with it. If you lose power, you can't get none because Allah is not going to give you no more. Trust you no more because you didn't do what you supposed to do with the power you had the first time. So alhamdulillah, rabbi to me. So we're working here tonight. And I ask you, are you going to say something? Say. You want to say that? So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else would like to say anything? Just for a moment? Anybody? No. So we're here. All praise is due to Allah, Lord, Share, Sustainer for all the world. Prophet Muhammad once told the man who approached him, he said, don't get angry. And he said it to him 3 times. And he explained to him why he should not get angry. And the man accepted it. So all praise due to Allah. Well, he don't know. Ain't nobody on. Why you up all this man?
me, they don't see me. I can't reach them. The world's got them.
Shut up.
They like that tree. They have all of this beauty and all of this life that you know, and you got acquainted with, and you know, and now to you, it's looking like a tree skeleton.
You got to push back. Mr. CD, baby.
Let's see.
It's not going.
Yes, it is.
That thing ain't turning. That disc is not turning.
They don't see me. I can't reach them. The world's gone.
That's your phone.
They like that tree. They have dropped all of this beauty and all of this life that you know. And you got acquainted with it. And you know. And now to you who is living like a tree skeleton. Huh? Yes. But God's word, Revelation, teaches us that that tree can bloom and blossom again. Huh? Oh, yes. It can blossom again. And all it needs is the right circumstances for its environment. And God put human life originally for the first time and put it in a situation called the garden. The garden of paradise. Hmm? Yes, the garden of paradise. And you maybe could ask, here is that garden of paradise. Where is that tenant that God put our first life in? Where is the garden of paradise? It's where thinking is not corrupt. It's where people still care about one another. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's where intelligence is growing, not selfishly, huh? Not for that compulsive ego, but for the warm heartbeat of a brother in the family of mankind. Yes? Of a brother that want to reach out to his suffering neighbor. Of a brother who cares about human life in Africa, or human life in Iraq, or human life in Palestine, in the Palestinian quarters. Huh? Yes? If you want to be the true Muslim, Muslim Christ-like, you have to be open-minded for goodness sake, huh? Not closed-minded to hide from justice and fair dealings. And you have to be big-hearted to receive everybody on this planet Earth that's suffering into your heart and care about them. Not that you should reject your own at home, no. Charity starts at home and spreads abroad in both the book of the Christians and the book of the Muslims. Charity started at home, but it should not stop there. If you still have charity to share, if you don't, you should give a little bit to the home and a little bit to the crying life outside your home. Huh? Yes. Then God will be with us. And God will keep us. Don't ever fear. God says that it is Satan that wants to frighten us and make us afraid, fearing that we're going to die at war or in poverty. Huh? And it is Satan and his instant sympathizers that want us to believe that God himself is impoverished, that mankind is enriching his world by himself and because of his own mind and efforts, or intelligence and efforts, that God is not doing anything. Very recently, it's published in one of our daily newspapers, a book being written by an intelligent man, and he's saying that the day is coming, or has already come, that religion is not even necessary anymore. Religion is not even necessary anymore. Well, who would be pleased the most if we would give up on religion? Satan, the Shaitan himself. So let us be aware of these.
As the light shineth from the east by Wadi Muhammad will amaze you, will humor you, and yes, even shock you. Get your copy today. To order, send 250 plus 50 cents handling and postage to WDM Publishing Company, 4855 South Woodmont Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Act now while supplies last. Immediate delivery. Special discount rates for schools, bookstores, and commercial businesses. As the light shineth from the east.
To have told some of his followers, a message for the coming generation, that no one would enter paradise except on the order or design of Adam. The Quran says, and we know the prophet also taught us, that Adam represents common origin, common ancestral origin, for our people. And by study, we have come to understand that Adam represents the basic human quality and intellectual and moral potential of every person. That human dynamism, a driving force, that says no to anything that stops short of giving man his full due. If we cannot enter the paradise except on the order or pattern that God established Adam on, then we should understand from that that here is given a bond that can unite all of us together. Again, we have to understand that while we believe firmly in Allah and in fact Muhammad as the messenger, the last prophet of God, and believe that this prophet is universal prophet for all people, if they will respond to the message of Islam, at the same time, we must not forget that God has told us that this earth will be populated by people differing one from another, that there are going to be Christians, there are going to be Jews and others. So we have to find some way to live with each other. In America, we are tied together as citizens of one nation, citizens of one country. We can't live completely separate from each other. What bond will bring us all together? What rallying point should be for all of us? Should we all rally around blackness or whiteness? Around Christianity, or Islam, or Judaism, we cannot. So we have to find the common bond for all of us that will enable all of us to equally identify with that bond and achieve progress as a people united. Dear beloved Muslims, I take grief. Not the arrogant pride, but humble pride in being a Muslim and follower of Prophet Muhammad. But I understand also that God says, rush as though in a race toward all that is good. God has invited us to join a competition. Not a competition involving Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, per se. That is not a competition calling us by our religious title, but a competition that calls us by our human title. We believe in the basic goodness of all people. We believe that all people are basically good. And we believe that because of that, we can always depend upon the moral support of society. If we present our faith properly. However, if we present our faith in the name of our nationalism, and there are other nationals involved, we can't expect the result that we desire. And again, if we present our faith in the name of race, we cannot expect the result that is desired if we are addressing more than our race. We live in a very unique situation here in America, pluralistic society, a multiracial society, multi-religious society, multinational society. This is the United States of America. The reason why we're having progress as separate people in these United States to our satisfaction, that is to say we have progress, but not to our satisfaction. It is because we have been short-sighted. We have overlooked that common bond. And we have called the people to respect the justice that is due all of us in the name of the justice of the court, in the name of the principles of the Constitution, in the name of our religion, Christianity. Since Christianity has been the religion of the majority of people in America, there have been preachers like Dr. Martin Luther King and many others who have called the people to justice in the spirit of the gospel. And many others have called the people to justice in the spirit of the Constitution of these United States. But what I believe most of us overlook, and that is the need to emphasize that common bond for all of us. We need to put heavy emphasis on the common bond for all of us. It's not something limited to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not something limited to the Muslim society. It is not limited to any society. It is something that every society with itself has presented as a common bond for man. That is why the Bible is so concerned with genealogy. We should wonder, how come Scripture is so concerned with genealogy? And when we understand the New Testament, we find that Jesus Christ's connection with God is reason from his genealogy. The genealogy traces him back to Adam. And it is on that fact of Scripture that his connection with God is established. His spiritual connection, his spiritual posture that Jesus Christ took as a messenger of God, come directly from God as inspiration. As inspiration. The cause of what? The cause of the obedience of his flesh. The cause of the obedience of his flesh through Mary. Through Mary. But who is Mary? Didn't she have a father? So the genealogy is traced back to Adam in the gospel. And if we understand that, this is no more than a light standing in the world to tell all of us that our matter is one. Our human nature is one. And all we have to do is conform to the nature that God originally put in us, then the right spirit will come into us. The right spirit came into Mary's flesh because she conformed to the original nature that God put in Adam. So this is the message of the gospel. And this should be the precious knowledge that should enlighten us and waken us and awaken us to respect ourselves and to respect every human being. Even while they are disrespecting themselves. I don't allow a man's disrespect for himself to cause me to disrespect him. A man's disrespect for himself provokes me to cause him to respect. Not to respect for me only, but to respect for me and himself. Because we have a common dignity that Almighty God has given us. Again, the Quran says, you all are children of Adam. And again, the Quran says that God gave all the children of Adam one dignity. One dignity. قَدْ خَلَمْنَا كُلِّ بَلَى بَلُوا Adam. That's the Arabic language, meaning that we have surely given God the saying of himself, that we have surely given, speaking in his name, speaking in the name of his angels, speaking in the name of his prophets, all under his will and under his instruction. He said, we have surely given all the children of Adam a single dignity. If we understand that single dignity, it is in our inborn worth as people or as a person. Reasoning is in this way, we can easily see that the theology that causes problems for man, that exalt one race over another, are the politics that exalt one people over another, one nation over another, and even our industrial problems that ignore the interests of human beings, pollute the air, pollute the water, overflow the cities. All of these things can be corrected if we take a human posture, if we take a human stand, a human position, and never lose that posture. The Quran and the Bible also, if we can understand it, the Quran is playing it straight. The Quran tells us that Adam did not sin willfully, that Adam wasn't one given naturally to wrongdoing. Adam was not wicked. The Quran tells us that Adam slipped. Adam slipped. Slip means he did it unintentionally. He did it unintentionally, probably. He did it unintentionally, not intentionally. He slipped. What is that to say about all of us? Is that to say every time we commit a crime, we slip? No. It's to say Adam doesn't represent our world and I. Adam represents our original nature. And our original nature does not willfully disobey God. Our original nature slips because of confusion in the environment. our minds are taken off course. And pretty soon we find ourselves following a course that is detrimental to our original nature. The original nature is not responsible for that. The true human conscience is not responsible for that. We are fighting the true human conscience to put those things over. Until we reach the point where the conscience has no more faith in us. The conscience does not even listen. The conscience does not even confirm. Because we have for so long ignored the conscience that the conscience has lost faith in our mind ever conforming to what is right. And we blame it on what God did, but it should be blamed on the habit that we have. Dear beloved people, this is the key. This is the key for bringing us together. This is the key for bringing Muslims together. Why? Because Muslims too lose their original posture. They lose it. The Arab will become too much submerged in his Arabism. And he will lose his human posture to a nationalistic posture. That happens with the Nigerian, with the Pakistanian. It happens with the man from Kuwait, or the man from Iraq, or the man from Iran. It happens with all the people because they forget that we have been founded upon the original pattern of man. And we have to question ourselves in the light of what is right and proper for a human being. Not for a black man or for a white man, but what is proper for a human being. Not for a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim per se, but what is proper for a human being. You see how come God has said to us that the light of our faith will go out? Jesus said of Jesus that as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light. But once the original posture leaves the world, it's no longer the light. Then our narrow interests come into the picture. Greed, nationalism, racism, etc. And man is taking on his human core. It is a shame that there are honorable men in the field of Christian theology, in the field of Jewish theology, and Islamic theology, who are racist, who are materialists, who are slave makers. I'm not saying all of them are such. The great majority are not such. But it doesn't take a majority to make the world a hell. A minority, if they get in the spotlight, if they get the microphone, they may turn the whole world into a hell. A minority. Look what happened in Germany under Adolf Hitler. One man and a small nation. But look what happened under that man. He got the microphone. He blasted the ears of the population. And he made them drunk because they weren't founded upon the common bond of humanity. They had slipped. So Hitler was able to reach their ears. Dear beloved people, a minority can bring the world down. But when it brings the world down, it brings it down with the consent of a majority. Allah,
You've been listening to Imam Wahdi Muhammad.
The book you've been waiting for is here. The book that unlocked all the mysteries of yesterday and today. A dynamic book of clear understanding. As the Light Shineth from the East by Wahdi Muhammad. This new book is filled with interesting and thought-provoking topics like the evolution of the Nation of Islam, Dr. Farad Muhammad, development, crime, information, language, culture, America, the beauty, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and many, many more. As the Light Shineth from the East by Wahdi Muhammad will amaze you, will humor you, and yes, even shock you. Get your copy today. To order, send $2.50 plus 50 cents handling and postage to WDM Publishing Company, 4855 South Woodlawn Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Act now while supplies last. Immediate delivery. Special discount rates for schools, bookstores, and commercial businesses. As the Light Shineth from the East by Wahdi Muhammad, the book of the year.
Tune in next week at the same time and station for the world broadcast of Imam Wahdi Muhammad Speaks, produced by the American Muslim Mission.
And the Quran and the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen.
Umalaikum alaikum. Well, we got another brother that's pulled up in the queue. We'll bring our brother Tujah Muhammad out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum, brother Tujah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Where you are?
Alhamdulillah. Hello, Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. Testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, and God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace, of As-Salaam Alaikum. Praises be to Allah. We thank Allah. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for blessing us with the Holy Quran, Prophet Muhammad, Imam Wahdi Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all those great, great, great people. We thank Allah for blessing us with them. We're in a time where we need all of them. You know, this is the time of truth, and this is what we, inshallah, bear witness to, and that's true. I like to read something from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. This is starting in Surah 30, Ayat 26. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. To him belongs every being that is in the heavens and on earth. All are devoutly obedient to him. It is he who begins the process of creation, then repeats it. And for him, it is most easy. To him belongs the loftiest similitude we can think of in the heavens and the earth. For he is exalted in might, full of wisdom. He does propound to you a similitude from your own experience. Do ye have partners among those whom your right hand possess to share as equal in the wealth we have bestowed on you? Do you fear them as ye fear each other? Thus do we explain the signs in detail to a people that understand. Nay, the wrongdoer merely follows their own lust. Being devoid of knowledge, but who will guide those whom Allah leads astray? To them there will be no helpers. So set thy face sturdily and truly to the faith. Establish Allah's handiwork according to the pattern on which he had made mankind. No change let there be in the work wrought by Allah. That is the standard religion. But most among mankind understand not. Turn ye back in repentance to him and fear him. Establish regular prayer and be not ye among those who join gods with Allah. Those who split up their religion and become mere sects. Each party rejoicing in that which is with itself. When trouble touches man, they cry out to their Lord, turning back to him in repentance. But when he gives them a taste of mercy as from himself, behold, some of them pay part worship to other gods besides their Lord, as if to show their ingratitude for the favor we have bestowed on them. Then enjoy your brief day. But soon will you know your folly. Or have we sent down authority to them, which point out to them the things in which they pay part worship? When we give men a taste of mercy, they exult therein. And when some evil afflict them because of what their own hands have sent for, behold, they are in despair. See they not that Allah enlarges the provisions and restrict it to whomsoever he pleases? Verily is that a sign for those who believe. To give what is due to kindred, the needy, and the wayfarer. That is best for those who seek countenance of Allah. And it is they who will prosper. That which ye lay out for increase through the properties of other people will have no increase with Allah. But that which ye lay out for charity, seeking the countenance of Allah, will increase. It is those who will get a recompense multitude. It is Allah who have created you, Father. He have provided for your count, your sustenance. Then he will cause you to die. Again, he will give you life. Are there any of your false partners who can do any single one of these things? Glory to him. And high is he above the partners that attribute to him. Sallallahu Gadeen, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So we bear witness to Allah. We give our praises to one God. We look up to the one that say be and everything come into existence. We give our whole worship to him. Is he that we have faith in. And his guidance is the right guidance. So we seek Allah's guidance. And we kind of pass that same idea, a same message, a pattern to the next generation. The Allah guidance is the guidance. And there's no other that we can compare or we can make partners or we can say that's equal to Allah. Allah is Akbar. Allah Akbar. That's the one that we give praises to. That's the one that we stand up and bear witness to. Allah give us the inheritance of the earth, and he blesses us with power. So we had to stand, we had to come and stand forward and execute that and apply that. Put that forward in our life. Show the world that this came from Allah. This didn't come from ourselves, you know. It's not because of Suja that we are successful. We're successful because we held steadfast to one God. We preach and we taught one God. And also our mission is to unite the believer. Call the believer to unity and worshiping that one God. And let the believer know that everything that they have come from God. Everything that they have that made them successful, made them who they are, their intelligence, their material wealth, their children, their wife. If they are good and you are successful with it, all that came from Allah. There's no one, none of your partners can help you if Allah come against you. If Allah come against you, you can almost count on it that you're gonna get the hellfire. You can count on that. If Allah give you anything, nobody, just think about this, nobody can take it from you. That's what we got to be concerned with. You know. And Allah is not going to leave us where we are forever in want or in need. Not when we bear witness to him. And that's who we bear witness to. Our effort is to establish and push the concept and the idea that there's only one God. You know, we know the other concept that's been pushed. But our movement is to establish one God. But we're gonna have to show the world that the belief that we have in the God that we worship will help us establish unity, businesses, all our needs. You know, this one God has the power and we pray to that one God, that the God that we believe in, the God of Moses and Abraham and Jesus, is the one that is blessing us. We pray that God help us in our need. Help us to show the world that there is only one creator. And that man that is ahead of this world of corruption, this world of deceit and jealousy, is not going to last and is not going to stand. You know, not before Allah. And we believe in that. And we have faith. We have faith that Allah is going to bless us to be successful. And we are being successful. We are being successful. In order for us to have the same song, the same tune, that alone bear witness that we are being successful. We haven't changed our presentation. We haven't changed our tune. We singing the same song. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. And there's nothing like him. He has no partner, no shareholders. He has no son. There's only one God. We sing in the same tune. And we know what we're going through is a test, and we respect Allah, and we respect that. But we're going to go through this test. We're going to go through this test. We're not going to give up and fall and throw everything in and become partners of Shaitan. You know, we're not going to unite with Shaitan and go against the needy, the poor, and the wayfarer. We're not going to unite with Shaitan and oppress the people. We're going to hold our position that God is one. He's not three. He has no son. He has no daughter. He's one, and he's one alone. The position we're going to hold. You know? And we pray that Allah, you know, bless us with other peoples that see the same thing, and we pray that Allah bless them to step forward. To step forward and stand up and bear witness to the one God, the one creator that's in our life, or in the life of Muslims. You know, we're Muslim. We do the same thing that everything in creation does. And that is to give our whole self and worship to the one creator. Without any force, nobody is making us. There is no compulsion. Nobody's paying us. We doing it on our own will, you know, without any force. So we gonna hold that position. We gonna hold that position, and we believe that one day the true believers gonna be coming to the house of worship in crowd. The true believer in that one God. And they gonna stand up and say, there's no God but that one God. You know. That's in the end, that's what Pharaoh did. He said, I bear witness to the God of Moses. After he had lost everything. His son and everything. His people that were following him, his wealth. Allah sent plague on him. You know. The same type of things are happening to us. You know, all these storms and all these diseases and all this different stuff is happening to us. We're not spooky. We don't believe these things is just happening. We believe there's a force behind it, and it ain't Shaitan. We believe the force behind it controls it. Have the control over everything. But didn't make this disease. He definitely controls it. He definitely is the one that caused it to affect who he wants it to affect. We're not saying that God made these diseases. But we're saying that he has power over everything. That's what we believe in. And that's the God that we worship. We pray that some of our young people would come together with us and sit down with us and just discuss the future and talk about the future. And will put us in a position of just giving up everything that we went through and everything that we know, the older, the senior citizen, what we learned and what we see, that we can sit down and discuss these things with the young folks and in a way that they can understand what they're going to have to face in the future. Because what's happening, life repeats itself. You know, we as senior citizens is able to show the young folks all the ditches so they won't have to go through that or went through or go through what we went through. You see, and get the support that we didn't get, that we needed, and have the unity, that we didn't have. The backing up, You know, that's what they need. They need some backup, and we want to show them, we want to help them in the backup. You know, it's ways that we can unite other people that is able, financially able, to support them. You know, only thing we want them to know that we know where all the ditches is at. We don't want them to fall into none of these ditches, that all these traps that have been set. We want them to benefit from that which Allah blessed us with. They the leaders. We don't want to leave nothing for them, but we just want to let them know. And they had to make the decision how they deal with it. Praises be to Allah. I think we have a whole lot of humble young brothers and sisters is ready, you know, is ready to listen and ready to establish themselves, sisters and brothers, you know. I believe, brothers and sisters, if we had a meeting place where we got all, nobody get hungry, you see what I'm saying? Everything that we give you is going to be good for your health. You see, we're not going to give you something that's going to poison you. You see, we're not going to sit up and drink wine together and smoke dope together. You see, we're going to put the best in that body, the best that can be put in that body. That's what we're going to do. And you can imagine. What type of young mind that will grow out of that environment? Imam Wahbidi Muhammad said, a community should be just like a woman. We should be able to drop a seed in that environment and impregnate that environment just like a woman be impregnated. And give birth to billionaires. We're talking about giving birth to billionaires, not millionaires, but billionaires. And we asking these young brothers and young sisters to see what we're doing, and we asking them to give back to that community. We asking these young brothers to stick together. Don't separate when you become a billionaire from your brother. Unite more with your brother and sister when you become a billionaire. You see? We want to teach them. We want them to learn the science of wealth, the science of money, the science of having money. They don't know it. The one that got money now, they don't know it. I'm talking about our African-American brothers that call themselves rich right now. They don't know the science of money. They trying to unite with the enemy. You know, we got to learn how to give that money back and forward and keep that money. Just like you play ping pong, hitting that ball back and forth, keeping that ball on the table. Keeping it on the table. You see, we got to be able to give that money back to each other and get what we want to get, the products and things like we want to get and the type of businesses we want to build, the type of society we want to build. And that money is going back and forth just like a ping pong ball. It don't never get out of the community. But we can't let nobody come in and set up shop and take that and take that ball off the table. You can't let that happen. We got to keep that ball on the table. You see, if you come in and set up shop, you want us. You spending with us. You giving back to us. We got to do it. We can do it, brothers and sisters. It's already been done. We're sitting up telling you how these people are becoming rich. They support each other, even if they don't like each other. They spend with each other. I heard that it was one of these people that keep the money in their area. They wanted a product, and they couldn't get it in that city or in that town or even in that state. But they found out that it was in another state, and they was patient enough to get it from that other state and wait on it until they got it. But the money went back to their brother. They could have got it in that town they was in. But the money would have left the area. You're going to say, where are we going to get the money? Brothers and sisters, they say that black people spend trillions of dollars. African American, black, they spend trillions of dollars. And we don't need but a few of us, just a group of Muslims that can start this. After we get a start, they going to jump in. So we talking real talk, brothers and sisters. We talking real talk. The talk that we're talking, they going to try to corrupt this, what has been said here. They going to try to confuse you. They going to try to tell you that, oh, it can't be that simple. It's that simple, brothers and sisters. We got to give the money back and forward to each other. And we got to learn the science of it. And we going to have a wealth that's going to be among ourselves. We going to be respectful. We going to keep our high morals. We're going to create an atmosphere where our brothers and sisters can meet their mate and get married and start establishing themselves, buying homes and buying cars, start establishing themselves, having children, and be able to have money that they can send their children to get them educated and repeat the cycle. We got to get it started, brothers and sisters. So we thank you. We pray that we said something that you understood what I'm saying. And if you got any question or any statements, you know, we asking you to please bring it to us and let us talk. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Akbar, am I cut off?
No, you're not cut off. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, then. I don't want to know, but I don't want to be talking for nothing.
No, we listening. You're doing good.
Okay, well. I'm through now. I was glad to hear your voice.
Alhamdulillah. I'm glad to hear yours. And I'm glad that what you heard yourself was very, very important. I hate we don't have a lot more to hear that. What you said is common sense. And we are in a condition that we ourselves I'm going to have to get ourselves out of it. That's what it looks to me. We can't make the hand that put us in this condition problem that they gave us, so we're going to try to get out of this with the help of Allah.
I was there. Alhamdulillah.
Not wisdom, not understanding. That the Creator is well able to help us. So what the Quran is telling us, that Allah will allow us to be in that condition, and He brings us out of that condition, then people have to all praise due to Allah. Look what Allah did for those people. That we did so badly. They are coming up. They are working together. And that's all it takes. The unity. America got the right idea. Talking about the United States. Ain't nobody. We the one going to have to unite. And as people, as human beings. Because right now we are at the bottom of the totem pole. And everything
that's right.
been earmarked. To come to us and to bring us and put us in a genie, keep us down. But we don't have to accept that no more. We don't have to accept the fear coming from that. Allah is on our side. Like you said, Pharaoh, was he seeing all the plagues, all the problems? He realized he had to, that came about because he wasn't being real. That Moses had more truth than he had. And Moses, God doing what Moses, God said he was going to do. And so we had to have faith in that. We got to have all these things coming at us. I was looking at Jenner, and saying he said he's using truth mixed up with falsehood.
Yeah.
The name God, and the God is the greatest. We better win it. There's nothing there. He's saying everything we said. Then he turned around and said, Jesus is God.
It's the Lord. He's God. Yeah.
My Lord is the Savior. I'm not going to go against the book. I'm not.
You sin. You sin.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
I said, you sin.
Yeah, I see.
Hello, everybody.
We have to realize that they're going to make more people like him, and they're going to come and say the same thing. But all that lead right to our door. That lead right to our door. Because we're saying nothing earth to be worshipped besides God. That's more powerful than turn around and say, Jesus is God. We said no man is God. Never will.
Hello,
never have. Never gonna be God.
Oh yeah.
And God,
go ahead,
we ain't coming on God. That is a mistake they made saying that. How you gonna make you trying to say God do all the small things that you do? Use the bathroom and you got God got the bath. You saying all the dumb stuff. God gotta watch out for you. Watch out for a disease. All this dumb stuff.
Can be killed.
So at the same time, making God sound like he's small. He no more than a man.
You can kill.
That kind of God, you can slip up to him and cut his throat. So we got
that's what he's doing.
Yeah. We got to stay on the case, and what we have is more convincing than what he has. He'll sound good, but it ain't going nowhere.
He's saying that God is a spirit.
Spirit, yeah.
We can't let him get away with that. God is no spirit.
Yeah,
he's not a spirit.
Then he tries that God got in the body. All this dumb stuff.
Yeah. We can't let him get away with that. We got to let the people know that a spirit is one of God's creation.
Yeah.
That's God's creation, and God's creation is not him. God controlled and created the creation. He's not a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
you can't identify God.
And he
anytime you say God is, he's greater.
We all got spirit.
That's right. Right. And there's good spirits and bad spirits.
And we all got spirits. I don't have Eli's spirit. He's not in the...
And Papa Amma said he made his spirit a Muslim.
Yeah. It's a myth. Papa Amma said that. So if we got more truth than he got all that truth mixed up with falsehood. That it looked like it's going somewhere, but I just like when anybody hear anything in the truth like we heard doing the nation that. We heard something true.
He's using God's truth wrong. He's using
That's
it
right.
wrong. He's using it to make himself look great and make himself look big, you know.
Yeah, he's talking about these other preachers. And those people been know them preachers was lying. They been know they preachers tell lies and them labored half the congregation. They know the preachers ain't been no preacher or people of God. But they trust that Jamie, they trust him. So we just got to keep the truth going.
That's right.
Keep it rolling.
That's right, brother.
And all I promise him, he ain't got nothing to say he gonna win to. He ain't got nothing.
See, he can challenge these brothers that kind of claim. Like our good brothers, which coming to Islam soon, these good brothers that's trying to say the black man is God, he can challenge them and make them look bad. He can challenge the preacher. He said Jesus is God.
Yeah.
He can challenge them, but he can't challenge a Muslim that's saying that there's only one God and nothing like God. He can't challenge that.
He can't challenge. That's a statement. He can't overthrow that kind of statement, no kind of way.
And he ain't gonna have no discussion with nobody like that.
Mm-mm.
He ain't gonna have no discussion with a real Muslim that studied the Quran.
Yeah.
He's not gonna have that on his show.
Mm-hmm.
No,
he's not gonna have
that on his show.
He threw that out there and run. Like he threw what he had to have, what he had to say and run. Throw it and run. So all praise is due to Allah. So we're happy and everything going on well. If anybody else want to say anything, that match won't come into the queue. We're here 6 days a week trying to overthrow the Satan, get rid of him. You know, we had the Master Marat told Muhammad, Muhammad. If you kill the devil, you're going to end up killing most of your people. he Elijah said that. When he called God, say if you go out and try to get a gun and go out and try to kill the devil, you're going to end up killing most of your own people.
That's true.
Eric Tuckman proved that. She had to shoot men of them when run.
Yeah.
On the run, they gonna lag behind. She had to get on and make them run, make them guys get. She had to shoot somebody.
I shot one.
She didn't play. You didn't play. She did not play.
Yeah, I was. If we can get the opportunity, we can set up something online where we can challenge anybody that's telling the lie. That Jesus is God, Jesus the Son of God, we like to have an open discussion about.
Well, I'll wait,
because it's not true. It's not true.
Sakala came up with this. He gonna petition the government about that image.
Okay. Sakala be banging now.
Yeah.
He ain't jiving.
That's an online petition that you can fill out, and you can fill them out and petition the government about that image. So I told him
I put my name on it, too. Sakala, I know it. He's automatically going to put my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm with that. I definitely put my name on it.
So when he come back, to the table.
But you know, it'll be just like you did in Atlanta. So, when you told the brothers to write their name down on this list, and that you would be there, you know, to go out and do dawah, and wind up with nobody's name on there but yours. You the only one showed up.
They put the name on it,
but they didn't show.
They didn't show up. You know they didn't show up.
It'll be the same way with that.
Yeah. See, that should have been announced at one of the talks at Talib or Juma about the people put their name on the list of this.
Mm-hmm.
But they were trying to.
It'd be the same way if we do it today. With the peoples that claim that they believe in one God, and that we want to come together and discuss this idea with anybody.
Anybody
that's misleading the peoples and teaching the peoples that man is God.
Yeah, we challenge them. Yes, sir.
God had a son.
It's about that time to do that too. To challenge these false, these liars.
See, the Bible says you can't see God.
That's right.
It says if you do, you'll die.
You be dead.
And see, that's where Gino, he ain't gonna be able to get out of that. You said Jesus is God? Well, when you said Jesus, then what comes to my mind is a man.
Mm-hmm.
That was born from Mary. When you said Jesus, you didn't say And God is the one that created Mary.
That's right.
So when you said Jesus, and then you turn around and say he's God,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have to make that clear. You're going to have to clear that up. Because we... anybody that you bring that name up, they gonna say that Jesus is a man that is head of Christianity.
Yeah,
he's the man that head of Christianity.
Yeah, but Dino stole one of our lines. He said, Gino said, Allah, but he created man and woman. Who created the homosexual?
Is that what he said?
Created, yeah. He said, who created two? He said, God
he
created man.
He said, whole life
brother. Huh?
When he opened up, he said, with God name.
God.
When he opened up. Yeah, when he opened up.
And got
he said the same thing that the Muslims say.
Yeah, I know it. After got the women dressed in long dresses, cover their hair. So I told him he's making more people like him and they trying to clean the get good churches because he see the end of these so called mega churches. They come to him,
and he know that the people want to do right.
They want to.
That's
do right.
That's
when
he used to super long. That's all the way they gonna follow him, is that he used some the truth of Islam.
Yeah. Well, alhamdulillah, that's right.
All we have to keep on emphasizing on that when he put in the idea that Jesus is God, that's not the truth of God. That's not the teaching of God.
Well, I remember when we went down to the bus station. Man, them people were so quiet and so respectful, and they loved that talk. They act like they were so happy.
Every time we go down there, they respond.
Yeah,
real positive.
I'm got to
every
find
time.
Somebody to go back down there
with
me.
Yeah, and yeah. That young brother in that store, just let him know,
yeah.
that you're going to be out there, and he's going to let you park your truck right there.
Right there in front of the place. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I just need one more body to go with me,
Yeah, don't go by yourself.
No, sir.
These folks out here, bro.
These
folks out here, man.
I know where to go by myself. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got no help. So I ain't going to do that. I mean, it ain't crazy. A lot of people camera's too tight. You go down there.
You remember you was teaching and that boy was walking straight to you and the police came out there and got him.
Got him, yeah.
And swiped him up.
You remember that? Yeah.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was right over there with that girl from Jamaica. That we was teaching over there. That was right over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ask him up. Put him in the car.
Put him in the car.
Yeah, one time, bunch of young people out there, and like they want to start something. They roll up and put took a gun on one of them.
you know the police is with you. Go ahead and keep teaching. I
always believe they had cameras on them. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
See the camera. You can see the camera.
I remember that brother, that Muslim brother and his sister and his wife. You know,
the one
came
that
up there.
Had the construction.
Yeah.
Was she doing it?
Yeah,
you pay. And that girl was down there that night, wanted a job.
Yeah.
That girl still worked for them.
Yeah. But they set up there a long time. Yeah. They set up there just listen to us speak. And they told us, they said, we didn't know that y'all was cheating like this out here.
Yeah.
And see, if you got more Muslims come by and support, the Motor people's going to support too.
Yeah.
You have Muslim will see you out there teaching and the people listening, and they'll pass right by.
Yeah, I know. Check it with it like that boots about to come off.
They'll pass you right up, brother.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to
unite, and if we come together, like, and they're gonna show that power. If we come together in that too, we'll show power.
But like them young boys said, just told us that, I'm going to come over there with y'all. I got to clean myself up first, though. I like what y'all said. Y'all talk like real men.
Yeah.
They like the truth.
Yeah.
That's the mold.
Yeah, we
hung up on that image.
Yeah.
Hung up on that image. So, you know, we know we got the best.
Yeah. Allah is showing that if y'all don't support them, you Muslims don't support them, then we gonna send somebody up there to support them. That's the way I'm looking at that.
Well, see, those people would have heard that police chief say, when you told him, what we gonna do? You didn't ask him what can we do. You told him what we gonna do, and that police chief told you. That we need a bunch of y'all out there like that. He said, a bunch of y'all out there. And then he's right, you know what I'm saying? Because these young people killing themselves. And the women in Atlanta are marching against the crime because they're losing their babies. The African-American women are marching against crime because they lose their babies. So, Brother Sujai, you want to close us out in prayer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way. The way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy. Not of those whom thy wrath has brought down. Nor those who go astray, I mean.
So we want to thank Allah for blessing us to come again to do the best we can to bring this world together. Look, believe me, a lot of people are coming home. They told me they're coming. So all we got to do is hold them. Keep on getting better. And pretty soon we have somebody that we can turn and let them do the talking. We do the listening.
Let them take up the camera a little bit. Yeah. Allah Akbar.
Start you up.
I like
that. We thank Allah for everybody coming on tonight. Brother Amin and Brother Muhammad Sharif. May Allah bless us all. Protect us all. Until tomorrow, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yeah.